It's Ben's on patrol time. It's Ben's on patrol time.
Discovering Star Trek on television, Stardate 158, it is Fans on Patrol time. I'm the host of Fans on Patrol, my name is Montego Bradley. With me is my dynamite and sensitive co-host, Miss Tiff Obot.
Oh, good morning. How is everybody?
Good morning to you, Tiff. I'm good. I'm feeling real good because it's a Star Trek day. What about
Star
you?
Star Trek.
Nothing.
How about me?
Shit, you.
I thought you were. Okay. So, as my consummate professionalism, I thought you were switching it up. Like, and how about you, Smooth? So I was like, oh, okay, it's my time to be silent.
Well, I normally give Smooth an opportunity to introduce himself, so I didn't do that yet.
I'm doing great. It's early, and I'm feeling a little on edge about life, so I think we're gonna have a great show.
And to my left, my right is Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell Smooth, not Dwayne, and it's early.
Oh, you guys fucking suck. Come on.
But, no, it's good, though. You know, I'm feeling, yeah.
All right. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, I'm all right over here.
It's also, okay, I think, like, people love to hear our behind the scenes because that makes us real people. But really, honestly, too, we're using new equipment, as you maybe knew from last episode. And it does change the way that things sound. So sometimes I feel like I'm a little like off because I'm like, oh, waiting for a certain thing. It sounds different. So
it does sound different.
But it's new. It's a process. It's a process.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. So enough of that behind the scenes stuff. Let's talk about what's going on the show today.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we got a TIFF show today. All right, everybody. So we got some Blade Runner anime stuff.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
I had no idea this stuff existed, so I'm actually pretty anxious to talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
We got some news from the director of Kingsman. Now, we have not done the Kingsman yet. We're going to do the Kingsman probably next weekend. Mm. But it's a pretty interesting article here that TIFF dug up. Mm. And we have some Avatar sequel news, because that's been all over the news for the last, like, 2 weeks. Avatar, Avatar, Avatar 4, Avatar 5, Avatar whatever. They're just doing them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got, what else we doing this week, Tiff? We doing Space and Translation?
Yeah, we're doing a Fans and Translation Space
movie. I love the translation. We got a Star Trek comic book first on the show. Mm. Never did it before.
We're having a theme. We're theming it.
You are damn right, Tiff Obot. Also, we're talking about Star Trek Discovery. That came out. They dropped 2 episodes for free. And
that free stuff. Yeah,
what?
What do you mean free? Yeah, it wasn't free.
It is free.
Yeah, okay.
No.
For who? For who?
We're free. We're free.
What was it free at?
We'll talk about it once we get there. They dropped
the first.
It's a trial. It's a trial. It's a goddamn trial.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Go on. I'm ready. Are you ready? I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
With that, you guys ready to get it off?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's go. All right, we are back, and it's time for some Blade Runner time. Blade Runner's coming out, you know. Mm-hmm. Code 45, they just did the old one.
Yeah.
If you go back, maybe how many shows? Maybe 6 shows or something like that. We did Blade Runner.
Yeah, we did.
We did a fan service for that. So if you want to go laugh at our replicant talk, I think that was a pretty good one. But so now this movie comes out. When does it come out? November or October? The new Blade Runner 2049? I think it comes out. It might be October.
Not sure about that.
It might be.
It's already out.
It's not already out.
I know.
But it's coming out soon. Is the point. And so now they're doing this pump you up stuff. You know.
Oh yeah.
They dropped this anime. Let's tell us about this thing, Tiff.
Okay, so do you remember when we talked about Cowboy Bebop?
Yes. How could I forget?
Because they're making a live action.
Yep.
The Shinichiro Watanabe is a guy who did that Cowboy Bebop and Samurai Champloo, which is like he's more. He has a lot of really interesting style stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so he's always said that he loved Blade Runner and that he was inspired by Blade Runner to make certain choices in his anime. So he got this opportunity to make this. It's like a Blade Runner. It happens between the first Blade Runner and this new Blade Runner. It's like set in between those two. It's 15 minutes. Yeah. So, and you guys can watch this on Crunchyroll. I think you can watch it for free, but you have to watch it with commercials. But it's like there was that. So it's called Blade Runner Blackout 2022.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Blade Runner comes out October 6th. So this week coming up
soon.
Yeah.
So that's quick. I watched this thing. They made me sign. I had Crunchyroll at one point on the app. And I got rid of it. And so you had to put the app back on your thing, which was pretty annoying just to watch it. One thing, beautiful. First word.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous, Tiff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. Second word, boring. Whoa, that was a long 15 minutes, y'all.
You thought it was boring?
I did.
I didn't think it was boring. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Expound. Go ahead.
Well, I thought that the like you said, the imagery kept your attention as far as, you know. And, you know.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah. But, and then I can see, you know, it has some nice action in there, you know, as far as the anime, the movements, and, you know, the fluency of, you know, the fight scenes. I thought it was pretty. And it had a pretty good storyline as far as, that. Blacking out the city and all the replicants just coming together.
Now, I thought that it felt like Blade Runner, that's for sure, Tiff. I mean, it was...
Sure.
It had that draggy Blade Runner appeal to it, but I was like, wow, what the hell? I know it's a short, but they had a whole 15 minutes, man.
You felt like you were watching it for 2 days.
Right? So you think? So do you think this is going to be a replicant of the movie?
No. I think, they explained the whole point, I think, was just for them to show that this is what happened. This is why things are so jacked up because they dropped this EMP and now this revolution happened. It showed you that the Tyrell Corporation, if you're really familiar with the series, the stuff, didn't stop after the movie because I think those were Nexus 6 and then these ones here were Nexus 8. So they just kept going. And they kept having wars and stuff. And the history was interesting. But just like, God, this is taking so long. And the one replicant with the dead eyes, she just looked at it like she was just dead the whole time.
The doll, the doll looking chick.
I was like, oh, God. And the way the black guy talked, he was a terrible actor. I don't know who he was, but I was just like, oh, God. I didn't like it, y'all. I'm sorry. It looked good, but that's about it. What about you, Tiff?
Well, I just think, I wonder how, do you guys remember the Animatrix?
Yeah, I got it.
Absolutely not. No.
Oh, you don't?
I have.
See, I really liked the Animatrix. Yeah. It was like little
wait a minute.
Shorts.
I thought you said the Animatrix.
It is. It's called the Animatrix.
Animatrix.
No, I thought you said, do you remember that anime?
Oh, Animatrix.
Tricks.
No.
And I'm like, no, I don't remember Tricks. I don't know
that. So... That I really, really liked because I thought
me too.
You know, these little vignettes that are set in kind of the Matrix universe. Indeed. So, and I thought maybe this would be a similar kind of feel,
even though
it's a completely different concept. No, I think it's fine. Just a little, I hate to say unnecessary, but I guess I don't need, I would have rather have seen something maybe what it would be like to be like a replicant, I want to see what it's like to be an everyday replicant. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think
something like just a little a little underneath the surface instead of just like filling in the gaps, which I don't really need the gaps filled in.
I was about to say, I thought that the whole point of this thing was to let you know what it feels like, because his little story with the being in the war and, you know, it found out that those were other Nexus 8 units and stuff, you know.
I mean, like, not during the crisis.
Gotcha. Talking about walking around and boom.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like in the Animatrix, and there was like, oh, this is what this is like. And some of them were a little bit boring and some of them weren't.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just something that has nothing to do. I wanted something that had nothing to do necessarily with. Or maybe, like, it would have been nice to have seen, like, 5 3-minute scenes of some of little areas of what was happening in the during the blackout, humans, whatever, bloody, you know, I don't know.
Well, I see, yeah, I can see that. Break the story up. I can see that. Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary for y'all to.
Well, Montego didn't like it.
No. Like, yeah, we know that.
No, I didn't like it. It was gorgeous though. I was in awe at how beautiful it was drawn and the movements and like just how the city looked and everything. I was like, God damn, this looked good, but. Nothing was happening. It was like the movie. It was like Blade Runner. They just kept showing you how all the shit they did.
How gorgeous.
Yeah, look how pretty we did.
Right.
That's like a hallmark of Blade Runner, though, itself. So
it was a mistake of Blade Runner. It's something that you should learn as a filmmaker and move on. You know, shit.
Dang, you're so harsh.
On some stuff. Some stuff I give a massive pass to. Like the Transformers.
Yeah, like Transformers.
Oh, like, because it's beautiful, it's okay, it's well scripted, it's whatever, but this and this, like tiny little things, and then Transformers, which is like literally dog shit in a bag, you know, like, it's fine, I mean, it's okay, it's like, it's supposed to be fun.
Sometimes you just got the touch, Tiff. Oh, shoot, so, thumbs up with you, Dwayne, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
So, tell you what I'll do is, why don't we just put this on our Facebook and Twitter page?
Mm-hmm.
And that way people can check this out as they listen. And they can, you know, go take 15 minutes.
Yeah, and they can tell that
you'll never get back.
I think
we'll put a warning. You'll never get that 15 minutes back. And then we'll keep going.
Yeah, but people spend more than 15 minutes in the bathroom. So go watch it while you're doing your business. Pass the time.
All right. So The Kingsman came out last weekend. It's doing really well.
Oh, okay.
I went and checked it out yesterday. Mm. So we got some Kingsman stuff going on. You know, these movies is messing up our October, man.
How's that?
Because it's time for our spooky ookie dookie movies, man.
So let's do the spooky movies.
Yeah, time for spooky movies.
Right, but we got Kingsman and we got about to have Blade Runner coming up.
So what? That don't mean we got to do them.
You goddamn right. That means we've been talking about them for a year.
Well, what? Blade Runner, yeah. Well, yeah, Kingsman too. Yeah,
what are we
gonna
skip?
We might have to just double up. We'll go on to November, maybe.
Oh man!
All the way into December.
We actually had some people asking last week. Like they were, some people were disappointed. We did Pitch Black and not The Kingsman. And I'm like, hey, we'll do it, but just calm down. You know,
yeah, we like to give you a little cushion time so you can see it, so that I'm like, when I complain about it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because plenty of people be like, well, I skipped the movie part because I hadn't seen it yet. I'm like, God damn it, the movie part was funny. You know?
Oh, they skipped the Pitch Black.
Some, well, no, not that. Well, I'm like when we do the newer movies.
Oh, just generally, like every time we do any movie.
If we do like a if we do a newer movie and folks haven't seen it yet, a lot of people will listen to everything else and not listen to that or come back and listen to it. So
well, they have now. They don't have to do that anymore.
Right? What are we gonna do?
We're so smart. I wanted to put this news about The Kingsman in here.
What's going on?
Yeah.
The news is that the director for The Kingsman was pretty upset that they revealed in the trailer that Harry lived, the guy who's played by Colin Firth.
So director Matthew Vaughn. Who?
Yes.
I really, really, really like this cat. I like his work. I like his work. Goddamn it, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He did. I first noticed him with the X-Men reboot. He did First Class.
Mm-hmm, that which is good.
Yeah, the best one in my opinion.
Exactly.
And then he did Kingsman, which was a masterpiece. And so they're talking about giving him Superman 2, which would probably save that. Honestly.
You mean
Man of Steel, yeah.
Same thing.
So now I 100% agree with this dude, man. Why would you do that?
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, so I picked this honestly because I guess I stupidly kind of believed that to a certain extent directors were somewhat involved in the trailer making. I'm not saying that they made them, obviously. There's people who do that stuff. But it's, like, totally studio controlled.
You know what, Tiff? It's actually worse than that. Like, Ridley Scott, as sour as he is, he spews so much bow because not having final cut in a lot of the movies. You know, now a lot of, like, some studios will give, like, legendary directors a final cut.
Yeah.
But I remember watching DVD commentary for Gladiator.
Yeah.
And his Gladiator was like 3 hours, and I think he wanted it longer than that.
Oh man, he was tripping.
But he has so I watched like the scenes that were cut out, and he was like pissed. Yeah, this part here, this showed how Maximus was one of the people, and this should have been there, and it was cut out. And he was, I was like,
I guess.
Was he spitting and stuff? I mean,
he was pissed, dude. he was pissed. He was pissed during this this commentary. And if they're not even getting final cut, then you know damn sure they're keeping them out of the marketing.
Right.
That's true. Yeah. Because they want. But here's my question. I have two things to say. One, I think sometimes we do need to take our directors away from their work because I call it, I do this too. I call it over glittering.
Yeah.
It's when you're making a project at school and it's like, this looks pretty good. Right. But then you're like, a little bit more glitter, a little bit more glitter. And then eventually it's just awful garbage that you have to get rid of. So, like, okay, so if you ever watch, now some directors' cuts of movies are actually, they make the movie better or you enjoy them more or whatever.
I call to Ben Affleck's Daredevil. The extended cut of that movie makes it so much better.
So did they,
sometimes it doesn't.
No, it does. It's really, the extended.
It's better. Even with that playground scene. That playground scene is crazy.
The hell with you. I'm telling you. It's a much better movie, man. Just trust me. If you ever get a chance, watch it.
You got sensitive over there. He's like, don't talk about Daredevil.
Go ahead, Tippobot.
But the other thing
thinking about
is,
this dude. Go ahead.
It's full. Like, why would the studios even want to have a reveal from the movie? Like, I don't think that sells movie tickets. I don't think that, like, revealing plot twists or surprises.
No, it totally
makes it more likely for people to go to a movie.
It totally jacks it up. And I'm going to call out something else. Terminator Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
They showed the bad guy in that movie from the beginning that John Connor was going to be the bad guy. And that was, it was like, wow, you bastards. And the worst part about that movie is they didn't reveal that until, you know, in the movie. Later in the movie, he didn't turn, and it wasn't at the beginning,
right?
Yeah,
and so it was a plot point. And I heard rumor. Check this out.
Yeah,
I heard rumor that it was a war in that studio about that movie.
Oh yeah,
about the trailer,
probably
because they were pissed that reveal was in the trailer. And I'm like, yes. Yeah. Why would you do that? A Terminator fan is in already. We don't need to see this actor who never played John Connor before that they showed us was John Connor walking around being a Terminator.
So who gets the final say is like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Marketing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. But I'm wondering, you guys, so as a person who now deals a little bit with marketing, I wonder, like, because you have to read a lot about marketing and, like, theses and stuff like that, like what people think marketing does. And to be honest, sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. So I wonder if, like, and we all know that Hollywood loves to, like, get its claws in something and not let go, right?
Yeah.
They have a hard time changing for, like, modern stuff. That's why we sometimes have tropes and problems and whatever. But so what I'm saying is, like, they think, well, people want to know. This is the way that you market well. It's like with this big surprising reveal, and people are like, "No, that's what makes people come to the movie."
They don't know the people, right?
No,
they don't know the people.
People are so stupid. I want to recut trailers. Let's do that. Let's call them fan recuts, and we'll recut trailers. Ooh. We'll post them on the YouTube, and they'll be better than they were when the studios made them. You're welcome.
Yeah, people are doing that. You know, if Empire Strikes Back was released now, the first thing you would say is, "I am your father." You'd be like, "What the fuck just happened?"
I know. Could you imagine?
They wouldn't hold it.
Let's just go back to the time when there are no trailers.
That would be messed up.
Well, you remember the first the first Empire Strikes Back trailer was just darkness and, and they market the whole movie after the breathing. You know what I'm saying? It was like, and guess what? People were there in record numbers.
Right.
Shit. Anyway. So, we're going to check out The Kingsman, y'all. We're going to do a full review discussion of Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Golden Circle.
And then we'll talk about this maybe more, maybe not. So what else we got going on, Tiff?
Okay, so the last thing I put in here was the Avatar sequel stuff. Because it's, I mean, I know that that's not unprecedented,
right?
But it's not just a sequel, it's like several sequels.
Well, they gave the man a $1 billion budget.
$1 billion? Damn, $1 billion. Son! Crazy, yo. Golly.
$1 billion for
it. I think you guys,
11-year-old property.
People who are like, don't give tax cuts to people. There is $1 billion out there somewhere, right, that is so useless to someone that they're going to give it to somebody to make stupid blue alien movies.
Hey.
You know what?
This is it, right? This is the top grossing movie of all time.
Yeah, it is the one. It is the one that. But here's the thing, you guys.
What?
It's just okay.
This movie was. It set. So
this is
many,
one of those movies, dude.
Yeah, it set so many.
People hate it
and people love it. People love it. Right.
I'm on the love it side.
It's no in between.
You're on the love it side for everything that means nothing.
I do like
that
it.
That means literally nothing.
Well, wait a minute, Tiff. I don't like you. So put that in my.
Bull crap. As far as we all know, Avatar just as good as Transformers, everybody. So what does that mean to you?
I love Avatar.
Avatar was very deep. You know,
I love it.
Just, it's fine. It's whatever.
Right.
But the thing about it is,
it is 11 years old.
Yeah,
now.
$1 billion. Yeah, that's walking around money.
Hey, for what? 11 years old.
Well, I mean,
that's my thing now. It's like, man, why didn't y'all do a sequel when it was hot? Y'all wait 11.
You guys know it's gonna be doo doo, right?
I'm sorry.
I don't mean to be rude, but like, I'm not even saying that as like far as like the quality of the film or whatever, because like, fine, it probably will be good, but like 11 years after the first one,
it'll be doo-doo, but it'll make his money, guaranteed.
Well, sure, and that's good for him. Great.
Let me say this.
Yeah. It might. I mean, in that scenario,
I am not enthusiastic about it, only because once they started talking, they've been talking about it for like the last 6 years, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, it's been so long now.
I bet you when they give you that trailer, you'll hop back on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
I'm not off of it.
I'm just saying, when they give you,
I'm going to see it.
But I feel what you say, as far as the people, like you're saying, like the masses, maybe. Maybe not even the masses, but yeah, just the, you know.
I don't know. This turned into one of those nerd things where, you know how nerds just lose their damn mind and hate.
And hate.
It's turned into one of those.
Oh, it is weird, because first it was more like rabid love, and now it is kind of like.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I don't think this is really, this is bullshit, and social commentary.
Go to hell. You loved it when you was in the theater, just like Phantom Menace.
that's what I think when they hit you with these trailers that they're gonna have for it. I think that, you know, all that criticism and skepticism will just fly right out the door.
$1 billion. This is unprecedented.
$1 billion.
I mean, that's so crazy.
How many are they doing? Five of them.
Five. Three more.
Five.
I got one, two.
Well,
three,
good,
four,
good,
five.
Good for you, James Cameron.
In my bank account.
Well, 2021, 2024, 2025.
And can I say that I'm sure it's a clause in this thing that said, we'll give you this much for this movie. If it fails, you get nothing.
Yeah, right. It's a football contract.
Because just like, we don't even know if we're going to get those Monster Universe movies now, because the first one was a flop, you know. Yeah. And so, but they had all these big time actors, you know, ready for
lined
these
up.
Other ones. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like having this plan, because I'm just saying best laid plans, and what I mean by that is like, this could be a good movie. I'm not gonna say anything. Even if you don't like the first one, this one could still be good. Do you know what I mean? That's always the possibility that people deny. Like, they think, well, I didn't like this first movie, so the second one's probably not gonna be good. Now that depends on like, if you love romance movies and you went to go see John Wick hoping that it would be a romance movie, you're probably gonna be disappointed, and you probably are right.
Wait a minute, Tim. There was some love in John Wick. There was love for a man and his dog. That's sad.
Oh,
cue the sad music.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Sad.
Yeah,
little
you're
puppy.
Right. Yeah,
that
you're
was
right.
I told
right.
when that
you're
happened, I was
just,
upsetting.
He crawled next to him, Tiff.
And he died.
No!
He laid down next to him.
I have blocks from my stomach. Oh, so mean.
The poor little beagle.
Yeah, he had a little trail,
oh my
too.
God.
Had his little trail to him, too.
You wanted every criminal to die after that.
It was a lot. You know what? And it was, he crawled across the whole kitchen. That trail, man.
I love that dog.
That
dog
was scared. Oh, you guys, stop.
Okay. We'll move on.
But check this out.
I'm just saying that, like, you might, based on your own tastes and preferences, if you saw a movie you didn't like because of your tastes and preferences, it might be safe to assume you wouldn't like the second one. If you saw a movie that like aligned with your tastes and preferences and you happened to dislike it, you still might even like the second one.
That is true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's, things change and whatever. That's great. Whatever. That's fine. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to poo-poo it and say it's not going to be good. I'm just, for people who do like it, I'd be concerned because it's been so long since the first one. It seems a little bit like a cash grab because it's not just like, hey, we should see how.
Actually, this he designed this thing to be a bunch of movies from the beginning.
Yeah, they all do. They all design their little plans and schemes to make a little universe.
Blah. Hands down, my favorite scene in Avatar was the military speech when he first got there, and he was like, "They'll eat your eyes for jujubes." You know, the little military speech with Nathan Lane. God, I love that dude.
But it's gonna be in 3D also.
Well, it's actually the best 3D movie in the history of 3D movies.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. That's what I'm saying.
Because they designed the whole thing.
Right.
Anyway.
So that's going to be another draw.
Let's, I don't got shit else to say about Avatar. We're just waiting.
I'm done.
It might be even holograms by the time it gets to like the
hopefully
last
not, because then that'll be real. So I'm going to do a social media shout out. How about that?
Go ahead.
So for
everybody. Whoa.
We got another article, dude.
What we got?
No, we do. No, we don't.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh.
No,
you're right. For everything Fans on Patrol, go to fansonpatrol.com. Reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. That's our email directly. You go to social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, @fansonpatrol. You want to listen to us? We're at Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, iTunes, and TuneIn. And we still haven't had a review. It's been a year since we had a review. And if you got off your cheeks and came and did that, Tiff about to make your favorites and shout it out on the show. You know what we should do? I hate to do this, though. We get a lot of rhythm on Podbean site. People actually talk to us on the Podbean site, but not here. Anyway, we need a damn review. Give us a review, y'all. I'm talking to you. Kid Wade.
I'm talking to you.
Who else is one of the fans? Whoever. Give us a fan.
Right.
And speaking of Ken Wade, what's up, Ken?
Yeah, hey, Ken.
So let's take a break, man. Let's come on back with some fans in translation, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, man. Stardate space and translation. Fans, space and translation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fan related.
Right.
Yeah. Space related.
Fans and translation. Oh, you know what? Mm. If this is your first time listening to Fans on Patrol, this is one of our games here. This is a Tiffobot special. What she did was she looked at a Google Translator one day and she said, "Let me put this movie name in here. Now let me put it back."
Yeah.
So it went over to like Portuguese and then it came back into American and it just wasn't the same.
And it was recycled.
And so what we try to do is we try to figure out what it started as.
Yeah.
And it's not as easy as it might seem. Some of it gets a little
wild. Some of them get really messed up.
Yeah, really.
And these ones were especially bad, I think.
Uh-oh.
This is bad, then.
Yeah, here we go. And also, you guys, I'm not sure if you've seen some of these movies. I'm not. Sometimes when we do this, full disclosure, obviously, to make it better for the fans and for the participants, we try to cater to each other's knowledges. Like, right? Like, I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to do an anime quiz for Montego because it wouldn't be fun for anyone. He doesn't know those things, right?
It'd be straight crickets.
So I tried, you guys. I'm not trying to be like, blah, blah. I did my best. These are hard. So we'll do them, okay? Are you guys ready?
Hit the serious music. Keep going. Shoot.
I like space.
All right.
That Final Frontier?
Yeah.
So terrible.
Who's going to go first?
Age before beauty.
Okay, so that's me then. Yep. That's a double.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this was translated into Hindi.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is going to be wild.
Mm-hmm.
This one's actually not so bad. Okay. A fascist, the military fight with huge foreign insects in a fight to survive human beings in the future.
Starship Troopers.
It is Starship Troopers. Yeah, I told you this one was not so bad.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Look at Smooth over there sitting there. He mad at him. He looking at me like, you should have tried harder for me.
All right. So, Smooth.
Yes, ma'am.
This was translated into Polish.
Mm-hmm.
After an accidental encounter with other worldviews, ordinary people follow a series of psychic clues to the first planned meeting between Earth's representatives and space-based visitors.
When Mars attacks?
No. Close encounters of the third kind.
Damn, I should have got that.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's a few movies that's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's part of the reason why these are some kind of hard.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're moving into a little bit harder ones.
Oh, shit.
Especially because they don't translate as well.
Okay.
All right. So this one was translated into Samoan.
All right.
Smelling? Okay.
Samoan.
Samoan. Oh.
Samoan, yeah. Right. All right, Montego.
Yes,
a frightened child calls for the courage to help a close friend from Earth and return to his earthly world.
S.E.T.
It is E.T.
Indeed.
I thought that from Earth and earthly world would get you. Okay. All right. So Montego has two. Mm-hmm. Smooth. The Earth was captured by Martians as the best weapons and ruthless humor.
Oh, shit.
Oh, and it was translated into Uzbek. So, the Earth was captured by Martians as the best weapons and ruthless humor.
Ruthless humor. Did I already say this? Right, ruthless humor. I guess clowns? What was that? The clowns movie?
What's
the killer clowns from outer space?
Nope, it's when Mars attacks.
It is Mars attacks.
Oh, I just said that. Yeah, I did just say that. And ruthless humor. Right. Yeah, it was ruthless humor. Wow.
Okay. So, Montego.
Yes, madam.
Sorry, this one's bad.
Okay.
This one's translated into Xhosa.
What the hell is that? I don't even know what that is.
I think it's an African language.
Then I should know this. Give it to me.
Oh my god. Okay, this one's really bad. The team of footballers are playing football between the attempts to verify the person.
Shit.
I feel like you will never in a million... If you get this movie, I will shit my pants.
Can I still?
Because...
Is it District 9?
It is not.
Okay.
It is Interstellar.
I knew it. I was about to say that shit.
Interstellar?
Yep. Team of footballers.
What footballers?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's no footballers in that movie? What, no soccer?
Let's play baseball.
Who was playing baseball?
They had a baseball team at Interstellar. It was like a farm team.
At the end?
No, like when they was in the middle of that boring ass shit.
Oh man. No. Boo.
Interstellar.
I'm sorry, it's hard. All right, Dwayne.
Yeah, yeah, I'm about to come back. Give me this 3-point. This is 3-point.
After his team takes their dead, the astronaut must become saturated and must rely on his imagination to find a way to show the Earth that he is alive.
Oh, man, that's the Matt Damon stuff. Oh, goodness. That was the Matt Damon movie. Yep, it sure was. What was the name of that Matt Damon movie?
It's your question. It's your goddamn question.
Boy, I was just looking around, man. I didn't expect you to give me no answer. You know what I'm saying? You that guy in the front. You should have studied.
Stay off my answers.
Right, you didn't go. All right, let me see. The Martian?
Yes!
Yeah! Yes! That's 3 points right there, baby!
Wait, no damn 3 points.
She just said it was 3 points.
You said it was 3 points.
Okay, so at this point, it is over, and Montego did win.
Okay, I'm gonna be cool because I lost a couple times and stuff, so I ain't even
gonna be humble. All right. All right.
I had one more for in case of a tiebreaker.
What was it?
It was translated to Igbo, I think is how you say it, so I apologize if that's wrong. But at a depth of 12 degrees around the globe, Louise Banks speakers are called to interpret the language of strangers.
Holy shit!
What?
Was that Arrival.
In the translation, it is Arrival.
It was Arrival, yeah.
So, yeah, you guys did a really good job. I'm so impressed.
Those were good, Tim. Yeah, those were good, yeah. Goddamn those were good. Good, that was fun. Dug it.
And they are more, I think they do get really more fun when we don't have a theme, because it becomes less obvious what they are, and then everyone's just like, what?
Just wandering in
there. That's way too hard.
Just out there in the wilderness with a flashlight.
Just like, help! Right. But it's a pretty fun game.
So that's it, man. We're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back with a comic.
Yeah. With
something that we ain't never did before. So we will be right back. All right, so we are back. We are doing Star Trek Boldly Go, number 11. This is from IDW. We've never done this, one of these books in this series before. And let's see, this book is written by, what's his name, Mike Johnson, and the art is by Megan Levins. Now, just for point of reference, they say that this book is after Star Trek Beyond. They do this montage where they're fixing the Enterprise, and it happens really quick, and that's where they leave off from. But obviously, that wasn't 2 days. That was like years it probably took to build the ship.
Right.
This is the time from during that period. Mm-hmm. That's the time period. So, Tiff, tell us about this book here.
Okay.
And this is so the new Star Trek.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture of her.
All right.
Yeah.
It goes back. It kind of tells like over time. It's like a story over time.
Did you realize that when you was reading this? Because I didn't. I couldn't. I was like,
yeah, I knew that. Okay. It tells you.
Well, no. It shifted like a couple times. Then it was like, wasn't it two shifts?
Yes, and then it shifted again without telling you.
It was three shifts. I thought it was three shifts, and I was pissed about this, but go ahead.
So it tells the story of the original captain of the Enterprise or something. The Monsanto or whatever. Yeah,
that other ship.
You guys, there's a lot of ships in Star Trek.
Yeah.
But the ones we really care about is the USS Enterprise.
Yeah, where's Spock? Well, go ahead.
Where's Sulu? So they show how there was this captain, and then the original captain, and then he's teaching at the academy. He teaches a young Captain Kirk before he's obviously a captain. Then him becoming the captain, and then an adventure that they go on, basically, is what happens. Which, what? Like, how does that? I'm confused how this happens in the middle of a set of story of the comic.
And
you know what I mean?
Was it necessary? My goodness.
No, it wasn't. I thought, like, it would almost... Okay, we'll talk about that. But, like, basically the story is a little girl tells him that she's looking for his mom.
Right.
Oh, and the original captain of the ship got killed in a transporter accident, which, as we know from watching Star Trek, that rarely happens.
Yeah, rarely.
But it does happen sometimes.
Everyone, there's been a couple shows where something crazy happened. There was one on an old TV show.
They deformed them or something.
You remember that one where Kirk was, it was like a big creature, like a slug in the transport? No.
Yes.
That was Reg. That was on a Deep Space
Nine.
Yes,
that was Reggie. Yeah, right. He was like, "There's something in the beam. There's something in the
beam." Yeah, yeah. They thought he had transporter psychosis. Listen, we get nerding out. I love Star Trek. Go ahead.
Oh my god. So anyway, so he dies in a transporter accident. But you guys, as you can tell from what we just discussed here, there's lots of different things that happen in the transporter that, you know. So the idea is that I guess his soul was still alive in the beam.
Oh wow, that's deep.
And so
it really
he
wasn't.
Got shot no. into a lady, and then he shot the beam into Kirk, and then he's back as Kirk. He's inhabiting the body of Kirk. And he's back on the Enterprise. What I can say about this comic is, like, who cares?
This was terrible. That's what I got to say, man. It was a horrible book. I mean, it just was all over the place, man.
Okay.
I mean, even though we came in book number 11, we know these characters.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they were, this is, the whole book is like a
introduction to
exposition
everybody.
Exposition or something. I don't know what the hell is going on. And it's like so much going on, but it's, shouldn't be hard to follow, but it was.
No. For me, it wasn't hard to follow. It was just like, I feel like what they accomplished in basically an entire comic book could have been interspersed or done in flashbacks. It could have been like, it could have started out with like regular Captain Kirk. He's on a ship, boop 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 boop, and he's like, "Hey, let's," and he's like, he sees a piece of metal or something from whatever, and he's like, has a flashback. He remembers that old captain, and or he's gonna get in the transporter, and something comes up, and he remembers that happened to that captain. Do you know what I mean?
I'm gonna tell you something else too. The book is really pitiful in capturing the essence of the trick. It doesn't
well drawn.
No, it's not well drawn, and even that, the new Star Trek doesn't have this sitting on the bridge feel to it.
No,
it's an action movie. They're out there, with stuff happening. Yeah. And this seemed like the book from the 60s TV show where a lot of sitting and talking, And I was
boo.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Skip boo. It, y'all. Y'all leave this
Don't
one alone.
Don't even read it. No? If you were okay, let me tell you something. And this is unprecedented for me to say this because normally what we say is, didn't like it, but if you're already reading it, go ahead.
Yeah.
If you're already reading it, fucking skip this book.
Ooh, I think you're right, Tiff. Mm. No,
because you don't need any of this shit in there.
No, I thought it was. I was sitting there like, I don't like it. I didn't like it at all, and that's weird for me to say, especially for Star Trek, because I'm so into it. But I will tell you what, I kind of looked at the end with that Starfleet Academy.
Yeah.
That looked interesting.
Yeah, that looked good. Yeah. That was good.
It looked really interesting. It's like when they're in the academy, all of them, like Uhura and Spock, and so the stuff that we don't know, it's that.
Okay.
And so I was like, that looks pretty good, Other than that, they had the hell with this book.
I know. Montego and I were like, what's that?
Right.
We're having like order envy when we're like, we have like, somebody orders the, a burger and you get the soup and you're like,
I should have got that burger.
I want a bite.
Right.
So yeah. I would say skip it, everybody.
Yep. So that's gonna do it, man. We're gonna come back with our main topic. We got more Star Trek. All right. So we will be back 1 second with some CBS Access. Bye. All right, here we are, man. We're back, and it's time for Star Trek Discovery, dudes and dudettes. So, who's in this thing? We have Michelle Yeoh, so impressive.
Yep.
We have Jason Isaacs, Malfoy's daddy. I love him, though. My favorite Jason Isaacs role is probably the Patriot, stupid little boy. Sonequa Martin Green with her...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then nobody else is worth even mentioning their names.
What? No, we got to talk about Anthony Rapp.
Who the hell is that?
Is that Gallivant?
He's a very famous Broadway producer, producer, Broadway actor.
Doug Jones, Cesar Steph. I'm Anthony Rapp. Who he played? Lieutenant Shanks.
Ain't Gallivant in here?
Yes.
Yeah, Spock, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Sarah. Well, not Sarah. Spock. Yeah, he's a Vulcan.
Yeah, who was Anthony Rapp, Tiff?
Yeah, who was that guy?
He's the guy from, he's from Rent. He's more famous for being like a stage actor. Okay. But I like him.
Got you. So we'll mention him. Okay. So this is a TV show, y'all. So what you got to do is, let's get this out the way.
Yeah.
CBS makes you get all access to watch this shit, even if you already have CBS.
Okay, and. And it has commercials.
Has commercials?
Yes, unless you want to pay $10 a month. Yet another $10 a month. No, I wouldn't mind these services if they were like $2 a month or $3 a month because, like, essentially what I'm doing is paying to watch Star Trek.
But it had commercials.
Check this out, though.
Yeah.
You guys got to watch it, right? As soon as you activated it?
Yeah.
They told me that there was no, there's no access to this right now. You have to wait till Sunday. I couldn't even watch the past shit.
Oh, it don't come on. Oh, I don't know.
Watched mine.
So I called. I'm calling them, and they had me on hold, and they put me to other people. So yeah, this shit sucked for me, man.
Uh huh. So but you still watched it.
I had to be resourceful, but yeah, I watched it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well.
fucking
So it was $5.99 CBS. For the first show, and then
CBS, that's what you see.
They want $10.99
fucking BS. A month.
No, it's $6 a month for no for commercials. It's $10 a month if you want no commercials.
Yeah, right, yeah. Go commercial free.
Okay, this is what I did. Mm-hmm. I paid the $11 one. Only,
uh-huh.
I did it just so I could see it for this month, and I'm cutting it off, right?
Right.
Well, you know, we mm-hmm. know this is why I really did it. Mm-hmm. I said I'm gonna pay for the one without the commercials, just because you know, just so for the show.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And it had commercials.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. Some, yeah.
It had commercials.
Yes. Stuff. Yeah. They on some trash,
how
is that, man.
How?
They had commercials. They I was sitting there fuming.
They on some straight trash, man. I couldn't even see it.
Okay.
Pay for this.
So CBS is gonna bankrupt themselves
service.
With
service.
Yeah, and here's the thing. So the idea, I think, is that
they owe me a refund.
This is the stupidest thing, and I'll tell you why.
What's that?
Yeah. The idea is that they will get all of us who already love Star Trek.
One time
buy
hit.
The CBS Access app. No, to do it to get the app because we want to watch Star Trek. But it's a new Star Trek, and as we've seen from other from like some Star Treks are less successful than others.
Yes.
So like. You have to be really careful with relying on that energy to bring it in for your... And what's going to happen is you're going to kill this show, which would have potentially been successful on your regular
channel.
Other places,
I agree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And now you're going to kill this show, give it its potential, and simultaneously another problem is going to be that you won't know... Okay, because like you're trying to make money, and I get that, but there's no way... that you're going to make more money on this app than you would through advertising on your regular channel where people would actually watch the show.
Well, maybe they, right, because you got a butt ton of people that's not going to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then now you got me in here saying, okay, I'm gonna do this and I'm just going to check it out. And I did it and I still had to watch commercials. Are you nuts?
Yeah, you still throw some old.
Are you effing nuts? You think I'm going to pay for something and I'm going to watch commercials?
It was all, yes, because it's a brand new app. I think they're having some troubles with it. And it's like, why would you roll out a new show that people are trying to watch along with your new shitty ass app?
That's our gripe. So this is also the problem.
I think like wouldn't it have been smarter to like and it would have been more irritating because we would have already been invested, but you know how you would have gotten me to pay for the $5.99 a month? Wow, you show me that first Star Trek series for free.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Free. And then you make me pay for the second season,
like,
dumb dumb.
Yeah, like a dope dealer would do.
Well, you.
Yeah, and God, you dumb.
And you absolutely would like set it up for a super cliffhanger that you just had to watch the next one.
Absolutely. Right. Okay. Well, now that we have all proved that we are better marketing geniuses than the people at CBS.
Okay.
We can talk about the episodes we watched.
So let's talk about the episodes because first off, out the gate, all I really want to say is so goddamn gorgeous. You know, they put their foot into the with the money, and then toward the it's not going to be the way it is, I don't think, because I started seeing some scenes where the production value was it was a little lower. Yeah. What you expect? Because you can't maintain this. This is cinema quality here,
man.
Right.
I mean, it was like whoa.
I would like to say, as not a Star Trek fan,
okay, sir,
I was impressed.
Yeah, really.
I was impressed. Okay.
Now, I want to be honest.
Okay. All right.
I like the Star Trek movies, but for me, they were always kind of enjoyable because I thought of them as almost a different entity.
Yes.
Than the Star Trek show.
Yeah, it's different.
And this was almost too shiny for me. I like it. Look, you're right. It does look beautiful. It doesn't look like Star Trek very much.
No, you know, here's something that puzzled me. Now, we just saw Star Trek Beyond, and this ship looks like the bridge from that ship that they stole, you know, on the end of Star Trek Beyond. Okay. It didn't, you know, the Enterprise was all white and sun flary and beautiful, you know, the one with Captain Pike and, you know, the Enterprise. Okay. But this one looked like the ship from Beyond. Maybe it was the same model or something like that, you know. Mm. It looked very similar. But, you know, I liked it. So far, I'm digging it.
I do like it. I am enjoying watching it. So we start off and they're on their planet, right?
Well, right. They're on that planet. And I think, I don't know what the missed opportunity was with those cool aliens that was like crawling around in the background and stuff.
Which was, okay, great alien work. Because usually on Star Trek, we all know it's just 10 different aliens that look like humans, but they have like four nostrils instead of two.
Yeah, but they didn't use them. They didn't.
Well, yeah, well, on the ship.
They'll be back.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I won't be watching at that point in time because if I happen to be cut off. I know,
I'm not paying for this app.
I'm sorry. It's so expensive, man. And for commercials, you might have got me if it was no commercials, but y'all put commercials. Anyway, stop. Mm-hmm. No more complaining.
Right.
But they did. I did like this was a nice. This part was kind of like that part of the show was like a prequel kind of. Has nothing to do with the actual episode. Itself necessarily. It's just a setup of the dynamic between the captain and Michael.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Now, I was pretty surprised because I thought the lady was going to be a Vulcan, and then like they tied it to the old Star Trek and they have Sarek on the show, and the actor I thought did a fantastic job being Sarek. I really liked his
Gallivan.
Yeah, I like his acting. Mm-hmm. It just was nice. It was very subtle, very nice.
Right, yeah.
And she's a human being raised by
Okay, that's what I was wondering. She has no Vulcan in her, though, right? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what did you think about our young starlet here?
I like her a lot.
Yeah, she was cold as ice, man. You know?
Yes, and she's and we'll talk about some stuff that she does later. And there's always kind of like one impulsive crew member, usually kind of, and it's not usual for. I mean, I guess Riker maybe. Do you know what I mean? Like a little bit more like that. Do what they want. Ask for forgiveness rather than permission, kind of people.
Yeah, that's my motto. That's how I live my life. Sorry,
but like it seems like we don't know yet why, but she started off as very very Vulcan. It looks like because we see that kind of in later in the episode, or maybe in the second episode, that she's a little bit more when she first arrives and meets the captain for the first time. She's very Vulcan. Well, Tiffelbot,
let me put on my psychology helmet here. So obviously she was part of a great tragedy that
involved Klingons.
Great loss in her life too. Yeah, yeah. So the Vulcan saved her. So as a child that experienced a major trauma like losing the parents and war, being put in the comfort of this completely safe, sterile place of Vulcan,
of emotionless,
right? It would be such a comfort, I think, a safety net. Feel,
logic,
you know,
like just be logical.
Just so safe in that whole society.
Well, I mean, do you think that it would be, there's no, like, it's like when you're dealing with trauma, are these the right people to deal with trauma? I mean, considering that they're emotionless, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, if you don't have to deal, if you're not going to mess with it, if you can figure out a way to control it.
Well, maybe because she's younger, I guess they could,
when kids are resilient.
When it happened when she
was younger. Well, I do think also that, like, and that might have informed some of, like, the way that we see her now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but I mean, I do think. So, do you guys want to go point by point, or are we talking more generally how we felt?
Let's just talk about some stuff because you know who I want to talk about.
Excellent.
I want to talk about Doug Jones, who played Lieutenant Sara.
He was the
big tall alien.
He's a tall alien.
The dehydrated nugget.
That's him.
Yes. I really liked him.
I did
too.
With that mask on, the amount of emotion that you could see with him, and he didn't have much to work with other than his eyes.
Right.
But he was so good. Yeah. I mean, he had a lot of emotion, most of it being fear. I mean,
he explained why that. You know what I mean?
What'd you think, Tiff?
I liked him too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like Dwayne said, I liked the explanation for the species.
That was excellent.
Yeah, it was.
Very interesting.
They're basically cattle.
Right. So he, like you said, he knows when death is coming.
Well,
and
he can sense it. Yeah.
Did you guys see the robot helmsman?
Man, what the hell was that?
Man, yeah, it was.
I love it.
What the hell was that?
So
it fell
excited.
Down, right?
I was like, robot.
Yeah, he fell down too, right? Did he fall down? He was one of the first ones to go.
I saw him. I said, "What the hell is that toaster doing over there?"
Exactly, right.
Yeah, I just loved it.
Okay, Michelle, holy shit. Okay, spoilers. Why y'all kill? She was so good. I love Michelle Yeoh.
She went out violently, too.
But she was such a good character, though, man. Yeah. You know, I was like, I knew she wasn't going to make it because I know that you kept seeing the Jason Isaac character, you know. And I was like, well, something's going to happen. And he's going to be
the Admiral? Huh? Talking about the Admiral?
No, not the Admiral. The Jason Isaac, they showed him toward the end. Malfoy's dad and Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So I figured Michelle Yeoh was going to go because you kept seeing her in all the previews, like in the beginning when they were walking in the desert and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And when she left, I was very disappointed. I really want her character to. I like Michelle Yeoh. I wouldn't mind seeing her weekly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, she did. Yeah, that was a plot twister for me. Like, wow.
What about you, Tiff?
Well, I think they're gonna go back to her. I think they're gonna have flashbacks involving her.
Yeah, right, of course.
Because she's a recurring guest star.
Oh, is she?
I think so, and I'm only surmising that from the credits.
Yeah, let's hit some.
You know what I mean?
Let's do some old Star Trek time warps and pull her back out of the past and stuff. You know?
Yeah, save her.
Yeah, with the future that she's about to encounter. What is her name? Michael. You know, she has to go through some trials here from the incident that she had. We ain't spoiling.
Yeah, Michael. Why you do a bad thing?
Well. She should be put in jail. Shit.
I know. That was, like, so crazy to me that, like, probably the... Like, and that happens from time to time. If you watch Star Trek, there's supposed mutiny and things like that happen.
Wasn't Spock was on trial for mutiny. Ooh, remember that? Remember that old one? It was the old Star Trek. Spock was on...
The TV series?
Or was it Kirk? Yeah, the TV series. Okay. One of them was on trial for mutiny. It was a kind of similar situation where something was happening, these things was going on, and they did it for the greater good of the ship.
Right. But,
you know, I really liked her. I liked when she was in the jail, in the cell and stuff.
Oh, that was cool.
Had to be by herself. I dug all that. But I'm going to tell you, though... I'm going to tell you what I hated about the show.
Yeah, tell me.
Absolutely fucking hated it with a passion.
What?
The goddamn Klingons.
They look like garbage.
They look
so bad.
And then...
Why?
And why am I reading still? I'm trying to look at the...
I think we have moved into a situation where we are going to always be reading subtitles with Klingons because...
You guys aren't fluent in Klingon? Neither one of you?
No.
Oh, man. I'm disappointed in both of you.
Dude, okay.
Oh, my God.
When it first happened and then the bad guy said something in English, I was like, okay, good. So they're going to start translating and we ain't going to have to worry about it. Right. But I don't care how long. Okay. What's supposed to be happening in this Star Trek is an alternate reality when... Nero came back through time in the first Star Trek movie.
Who is Nero?
He was in the first Star Trek movie. And when his presence changed everything, Tiff, it wouldn't change the way a whole species look.
No.
Oh, you're talking about he was a Klingon. Nero?
Nero was... You remember the first Star Trek movie?
Yes, the very first one.
Nero was the bad guy. When he came back through time, it altered the timeline, but it wouldn't change the way the whole entire species looked. The Klingons should not look different, but that's not the show's fault.
About the ships, though? You don't like the ships either?
The ships is... Let me finish, though. Go ahead. So they changed the way these cats look, and I was in love with the old Klingons. I liked them. You didn't have to change them. You can change, like, you know, some of the attributes of the... I don't even think Nero would have changed the Klingon Empire at all. You know what I'm saying? Because they're on the other side of space. So we're reading everything these cats are saying. They got these big, gargantuan, crazy double noses and, you know, no ridges.
Oh, the nostrils. Yeah.
And everything is...
That's good,
like,
man. That is excellent.
I'm so irritated every scene they're in, y'all. Oh, it was really? So...
Yeah, I didn't like it. And there was, like... The thing is that, like, the old Klingons were, like...
Cool. So cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about TNG Klingons.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about For Honor and, you know,
yes,
I'm from
like
the House of Moog.
Like They didn't do that.
No, I mean they brought up the
No,
houses.
I mean like he's like I did like that he was son of nobody.
Right. Yeah.
I like that that's a nice mysterious kind of like good storyline for a Klingon. However, why do they look so bad? Great. And the old Klingons in the thing, and I understand they could have done a more updated look.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like,
but you didn't have to go that deep.
But you don't have to go. You went so hard on it.
Hard.
You went too fast the other way. It's like, and then I get it. We have to adjust, and I don't know if it's because we're It just to me it looks bad. But I wonder if we were if this was our first Star Trek.
Oh, you wouldn't probably care.
Yeah, thought it looked would look good.
That's me.
Yeah,
that's me. I mean, it don't look bad to me. But I can see, like, you guys are diehards.
Let me say this.
Disappointing to you.
Let me say this about the Klingons. Right. It's one thing, and this is going to sound creepy.
Yeah.
But even the female Klingons on the old show, they were like monstrous, right?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
But they were still kind of attractive, man.
Well, as far as because of the figure or just the...
They still had an appeal to them.
Okay.
These things look like bugs, and they just... And then, I'm sorry, I was... The reading was going way too fast because the way they changed it...
I would say that too.
Because when they changed it, they integrated it. It wasn't like, okay, that's over. This over. So I was getting confused sometimes, like trying to read. I was like, oh God.
I'm glad you said it because I was feeling dumb as fuck. I'm glad you said that, man. No, it was me.
It was pretty speedy, but it wasn't the fact that it was fast. It was the transitioning with the words.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, because like you said, I'm like, who's saying this now?
Right, because you're so busy looking down.
Who's talking?
And because they all talks like this,
right?
You don't know who's talking.
Yeah, it was hard. Right. But I wonder, okay, do you know? No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Well, you know, like in some shows, like you said, Montego, where like you start to have that a suspension of disbelief. So like we already know they're talking Klingon.
Right.
So after a while, they start talking English, and we assume
yes
that in the world they are speaking Klingon to each other. But to make it easier for the watcher, and I'm
love
not saying
that.
Like I love to watch subtitled movies. Right. You know what I mean? Right. That's different than. Because they're talking at a human pace because they are, it's a human language. Klingon's a made up language. It's difficult to, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a little bit more difficult. That's fine. And I don't super mind the subtitles, especially, but you're right. They weren't, something was off about
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
Can
was,
I say
yeah,
something else?
It was.
I don't mind it if they weren't major factors of this show. If they were, if it was just a little bit and this is what happened. But they're spending half the time with these
right,
people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, you're like, what's happening?
They're an integral part of the story. Oh, right. Yeah.
So that's my biggest gripe.
What about the ships though? Did you like
yeah, they look great.
They look like the movie. So
okay,
yeah,
okay.
That's fine. The special effects were great. I liked how she went out there in that suit and she ended up killing that Klingon and stuff.
Yeah. That was cool.
I'm glad that pretty much everybody who was on that last ship is off the show because none of them were interesting. The black dude that had the thing on his head and I just they just weren't interesting. They were just they didn't even you know.
Also, everybody died.
I don't think this is going to be a new ship. The Discovery the next ship.
Yeah, the Discovery is a different ship.
Right.
Than the Shenzo.
Right, so that's over.
Well, I'm just saying. I was just wondering if everybody.
The only person they need on that old on that ship is the tall guy.
Was the testicle?
Tall guy. Tall guy.
He's so great. Yeah. Get out of here. This is a good show. I think the first two was a good show. I'm very interested. I really like the theme music and the way it comes on. The drawing.
Oh
stuff.
Yeah, that is. Hard.
No,
yeah.
I missed the Star Trek. I missed the. Enterprise music.
Space.
It's been a long
get out of here, man. God, I hated that music.
Here's the thing. When I first, we've talked about this before, we'll talk about it again. When I first heard that music, I was like, this song sucks. Four episodes into the series, I was
start singing it at work.
My heart is growing near.
It's my jam. So, I actually, the thing about it is that, like, what really makes me the maddest about this charge thing is that I know I'm gonna pay for it.
Oh, shit, Tefobot. No.
I wanna watch it.
I do want, you know what? And like you just said, this is the term because, you know what? I would watch this.
But and I don't want to pay for it.
And that's the thing. Yeah, I don't want to pay. And like you said, this will kill it because you guys, instead of, you know, like giving me like a little sample, like a good dope dealer would do, you go ahead and make me try to pay for
look
it.
Look at these stars.
The
they got Jason Isaacs. They got Michelle Yeoh. You don't need a trick to get people to watch this.
Now, she was off of, what's it called? What? Dead, right? Walking Dead? Is that
something? Yes. Yeah, she was on Walking Dead. And right. I haven't watched it, so I don't know how they got rid of her character.
Oh, it was cool. It was cool how she did it. Well, yeah, I mean that's another story. Yeah, that's another story.
So I don't know, man. Tiff is watching it. Dwayne is interested, which is a testament within itself.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I want to watch this, but I just don't know. I just
can't keep you guys. The idea behind streaming services is that people are sick of the way that cable runs. Now you're wanting me to maybe pay more. For like you want me to pay more than cable prices for less services. Like, you want me to, like, if I want CBS, if I want, you know, FX, if I want Cartoon Network, and if I want whatever, and then I'm paying, like, $70 a month
for the hell with six this.
Services, fuck that.
The hell with this, man. I mean, no, and then you're going to throw in commercials. It shouldn't even be an option.
I couldn't even watch it.
I'm already paying for it.
I couldn't even watch it, man. I had to use the other shit.
I mean, then this shit needs to go, man. I'm sorry. Just
stop. How do you sleep at night?
Right. Exactly. And I wonder if they're going to learn a lesson from this. Are they going to try to go to whole series and kill this show? Because, you know, you'll have Trekkies doing it. They'll be like Tiffelbot. They just gotta.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But here's my problem. I'm sitting in the bed. I'm, you know, y'all know I'm busy.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, the show is probably going to be like 44 minutes, 45. I'll try to power through this thing. And I turned it on, and it was like, hey, so-and-so and so in a commercial. And I'm like, no.
So this is going to be longer.
Hour.
And you couldn't, you couldn't fast forward the commercials, could you?
Couldn't get through it. Nope. Mm-hmm. And then
nope.
I stopped it a couple times and tried to, it didn't leave off. Started over.
All the way over.
Oh, are you serious?
It'll let you jog up to the commercial.
Where your
and then you have watched the commercial, and then you would have to jog up to the next commercial, you know?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's worse than y'all think, right?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, Jane's friend, man. He plays Sarek. I want to see more and more of him,
yeah.
You know? I don't know. I just love Vulcans, too, man. They can do a Star Trek show about Vulcans.
Yeah, you love Vulcans. Yeah, you do.
Well, I love their
saying. You are a Vulcan.
Yes, sir.
I love their saying. Live long. What is it?
Live long and prosper.
Live long and
prosper.
Listen to this novice over here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, man. This show was impressive, man. Hey,
Is Rainn Wilson, is he from The Office?
Yes.
Is he? Yes, he is.
He's on the show.
Yeah.
He's on the show. Yeah, he's on the show. Mm-hmm. So we probably haven't seen him yet, but he's on the show. So that's pretty cool. So they got an investment in this damn show.
Man, I liked it.
It sucks though.
Yeah, but that's you guys are you're killing your own show.
2 months later, Montego and I will both be like, yeah, we're watching.
You're right.
I'll find ways to watch it.
Oh God, more and more Michelle Yeoh. That's what I say.
I'll definitely find ways to watch it though.
All right then. So I think we came into we did the damn thing, man. We did our duties and we got it over with.
You said duty.
That we did our duties.
We did it.
Yes, indeed. So that's it, man. Next week we're gonna come back with a little Kingsman action. But I so do want to do a scary movie. I'm ready.
I know.
What do you got in mind?
Well, Beat 'Em Down. They did the old Flatliners. He watched it and did the show art and everything and couldn't do it. I was like, that'd be a good one. So he wants to come on the show and do that.
That's a good idea.
With the little boy spitting in Kevin Bacon's mouth. That shit was so gross.
It was disgusting. So I mean, maybe we're just gonna have to hold off with the flying car movie until after Halloween or something. The
flying car. Oh, Blade Runner.
Maybe.
I mean, hey, you know. Hey.
Yeah, people are still gonna be interested in it. That's gonna be like a classic. Yeah. Maybe not as classic, but you know, like necessary to watch.
How many can we do this month? Three? Can we do three horror movies?
We'd like to do four. Maybe we should push the Kingsman back, but we actually got people asking for the Kingsman.
Well, we better do that one.
Yeah, we better do
it. And then we'll do three. We'll do Flatliners.
Okay, that sounds good.
Two more.
Okay. So can me and Tiff pick one?
Yeah, you asshole.
You heard it here. All right.
Oh shit.
I got that contract.
All right. All right. So I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley, and it's been a trekking good time, Tiffobot.
Live long and prosper.
You damn right. Smooth, what you got?
SMOOVE. Spell smooth, not Vulcan, but
all right.
I like Star Trek.
Oh my God, you turned it around.
Yeah, he did. All right, see y'all later.
All right.
We had to come back on.
There we go.
Until next time.
We didn't do fans. Oh, okay, I'm ready.
We will be on patrol.
Patrol.
We came back to
what
do that.
What the hell happened? I can't even hear you guys.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure. Hello?
See y'all later.